So, is a Brexit deal back on? And what might an agreement look like? Those are the key questions this morning following a meeting between Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson. A statement released afterwards said the leaders agreed they could see a pathway to a possible deal. The focus now shifts to Brussels, where Britain's Brexit Secretary, Steve Barclay, will meet the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is in Brussels. Tony, is the possible shape of a compromise any clearer this morning?
Not really, Rachel. We just know that that something must have changed in that meeting yesterday between Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson. And it's worth reflecting how far apart the both sides were. Even just a few days ago, the British tabled their proposals about 2 weeks ago. It accepted that you would have regulatory alignment on the island of Ireland for industrial goods and agri-food, but that Northern Ireland had to come out of the customs union and the subsequent border would simply be managed using technology, exemptions, derogations, trusted trader schemes and so on. And it was seen by both Dublin and the EU as not workable, convoluted, effectively creating a customs border. And then you had the vexed question of the Stormont veto, as it was seen in Brussels. So you had quite a chasm between both sides. But now, following that meeting yesterday, that chasm seems to have been bridged to an extent. We don't know what exactly Steve Barclay will bring to the breakfast table this morning when he meets Michel Barnier, but my guess is that given how far apart both sides were and given the vehemence of the EU's rejection of the UK position, it's hard not to conclude that Boris Johnson must have shifted his position to an extent on customs. Otherwise, I can't see how a breakthrough would have been made.
What might such a move look like? Because as you say, there were two key sticking points, customs arrangements for the North and the role of Stormont.
Well, to take customs first, the original backstop foresaw Northern Ireland staying in the customs union and the single market for all those areas that were required to avoid hard border and to protect the peace process and so on. Under the British proposals, Northern Ireland would come out of the customs union, and as I explained, there would be a various alternative arrangements to manage the border. So either Boris Johnson has gone back to accepting that Northern Ireland stays in the customs union, or you could have some kind of halfway house where technically Northern Ireland is part of the UK customs territory, but it follows the tariffs and customs rules of the European Union customs arrangements. Now, something like that was in a proposal by Theresa May going back about a year or so, a year and a half, whereby if there was a tariff differential, then either importers or exporters would get a rebate and that goods could be tracked. It was seen largely as very convoluted and complicated. Whether you could transpose something like that to Northern Ireland, which is obviously a much smaller economy, we just don't know. Again, you could have a scenario where Boris Johnson has completely gone over to the EU side on the customs issue, but has got something more robust in terms of consent, in terms of some role for Stormont or the executive, or some other form of oversight that would give Northern Ireland some purchase on these arrangements. People have talked about enhancing North-South cooperation through the Good Friday Agreement structures, enhancing the East-West structures of the Good Friday Agreement. We'll just have to wait and see, but something obviously has shifted in that meeting yesterday, and that has given rise to this optimism.
What's due to happen this morning, and after those talks, are we likely to be any the wiser as to where all of this is heading?
So Stephen Barclay and Michel Barnier will meet in less than an hour's time for breakfast. That meeting is likely to go on for about an hour and a half. And at that breakfast meeting, Steve Barclay is essentially going to present revised UK proposals, which would reflect what was discussed yesterday. Michel Barnier then will brief EU ambassadors from the member states and convey to them what the new proposals are. He will take feedback from member states. They'll probably want to ask quite a few questions. And then on the basis of that process, he can then recommend that the negotiations step up apace and deepen. And then if that process happens, we can expect a fairly intensive negotiation period running into next week, possibly over the weekend, to finally try and get this thing over the line.
And is it conceivable then that a deal could be done by the end of the month?
Well, that's certainly what Leo Varadkar was suggesting yesterday. But of course, he did qualify his optimism by saying, you know, there's many a slip between cup and lip. So we have to be careful about raising expectations. But I suppose my reading of it is that if it's going to be done in such short time, that lends credence to the idea that they are going to go for something that is off the shelf, something that they've already prepared that would reflect more of the Northern Ireland specific backstop, which we know was rejected by the House of Commons and the DUP, because it's hard to see how a much more convoluted British-style approach could be negotiated and agreed and made acceptable to the EU in such a short period of time.
Tony, as always, thank you very much. Tony Connolly there in Brussels, 19 minutes past 7.